What's up, Houston? Let's talk quarterbacking, Clint's favorite subject. And again, don't get too cocky. This backup QB for the Jaguars has the ability to win here at Energy State. I hope it doesn't happen, but he has the ability to get it done. Here's the deal on Gardner Minshew. Grad transfer to Washington State last year, put up mind-boggling numbers. He was fifth in Heisman voting last year, thanks to, get this, Clint. You will love these numbers. He threw the ball 662 times in 13 games. He completed 468, that's 71%, for almost 4,800 yards, 38 touchdowns, 9 picks, and also ran for 119 yards and 4 more touchdowns.
I was a 3-year starter, and I think I threw it 100 more times than he did in a season.
3 years.
Yeah, total, by the way, in 3 years. Yeah.
I'm going to get that number.
So, look, there's no doubt about it, man. This dude, this new age quarterback, right? I mean, they have ice water in their veins when it comes to just spinning the rock around the park. We've seen it with a lot of these air raid guys right now, and he is an air raid guy coming out of Mike Leach's system at Washington State. He has absolutely zero fear when it comes to catching a snap, putting your big toe in the ground, and letting it rip. And that showed versus Kansas City week one. I mean, he came in the game, didn't miss a beat. I believe he completed his first 9 balls, and I quit counting. He may have been better than that.
It was 13.
13 straight.
13 in a row.
Okay. Well, I mean, this guy, he knows the game of football. He can absolutely spin it with that ice water in his veins. And what's interesting to me, Rick, is that this is a dude that went from, I believe, East Carolina.
That's correct.
All the way to Washington State for one season. He goes in there. He wins the job. Nobody feels sorry for him because he's transferring across the country and has to travel and pack up his clothes and move that far away. And he goes over there. He walks in. He takes the job, and he flat balls. What happens? He gets drafted in the 6th round by Jacksonville. What's he do? He packs his clothes, gets on the same damn train that he went west on. He heads back east to Jacksonville and lands. And to me, it was one of those things when I was evaluating the Texans' schedule, I was like, hey, you're a Nick Foles injury away from having a former transfer 6th round quarterback starting within the division. And I'll be damned if it didn't happen. And then you start digging into Gardner Minshew, and you're like, this dude can go now.
Yes, he can.
This dude can play. Now, I think he's going to see a significant upgrade in defense this week relative to what he saw last week.
Agreed.
But don't sleep on this guy. This guy can spin a rock around, and I believe that he throws it well enough, and that this coaching staff has I think they've got enough clock with him as a Jacksonville quarterback throughout the preseason. He got a ton of clock in preseason. And last week, that I believe that they're going to have some confidence in letting this thing rip with the young fella.
Clint, you're absolutely right. The playbook is not going to be pared down for Gardner Minshew. They're going to run the exact same offense. Last week, 22 of 25, 275 yards and 2 touchdowns. And Nick Foles played, I want to say, the first quarter, maybe even a little bit into the second quarter. That is not a full game. Get the history that Gardner Minshew made last week. 3 pieces of history in one game by Gardner Minshew. His completion percentage was 88%, the highest in NFL history for any player with at least 15 attempts making their NFL debut. Got that stat from Adam Schefter. You know it's right. It is also a franchise single-game record among players with at least 25 attempts. So all of the Jaguars games, Mark Brunell, Blake Bortles, the whole thing, that is the highest completion percentage in a game in Jaguars history. And, Clint, you mentioned the 13 consecutive completions to begin his career. That's the longest streak by a player to start their career over the last 40 years. So, look, I hope we kick his ass on Sunday, all right? Not like hurt him, but just beat him. But the whole point of this conversation right here, enjoy your beer. Enjoy your Coors Light. Enjoy your Camel cocktail. Enjoy your barbecue. Go have fun at the game. But the conversation at the tailgate should not be, this is a layup because they have a backup quarterback. That should not be the conversation.
Absolutely. Look, you've got a great running game. You've got a really, really good defense. And you've got a quarterback that's, I think it's fair to say he's mature beyond his years. This dude, I mean, you don't accidentally go, again, across country, complete 70% of your balls, throw 40-plus touchdowns, almost 5,000 yards, be fifth in Heisman voting, all the things you don't do that by accident. You're a flat baller. You're a dude that's got that has the ability to compartmentalize and has the ability to conform and has the ability to a contagious personality to walk in and take over a locker room. And so it's not easy to do what this guy's done. It's a big reason why I'm a Baker Mayfield fan. It's not easy to go walk on at Tech and become the starter and then leave and go walk on at Oklahoma and become the starter and then go to the arguably the most dysfunctional franchise in NFL history, the Cleveland Browns, and become the dude in the face of the franchise and attempt to turn them around the way that that you hope that your career goes. You know, you hope that you're able to turn. That's not natural, right? I mean, you don't – like you're 6'2" white dude walks into a locker room. It's not natural to be able to lead that crew and be – immediately, it's easy to lead once you throw for 5,000 yards, five seasons like Drew Brees does. But when you walk in as a sixth round draft pick, that's tough, man. These dudes are cut from different cloths, and so there's no doubt about it. Gardner Minshew's a good quarterback, and I don't believe they'll be holding back much. I think the game plan will be pared down a little bit, particularly from a protection standpoint. I think the game plan will be pared down a little bit, but it's not your typical sixth round rookie quarterback coming in here for his first start. This kid can spin a rock around the park.
So we were at Little Woodrow's, I don't know, 3 weeks ago or so, and we had Mike Leach on, and Mike Leach will be here Friday as the Cougars of Washington State take on the Cougars of Houston. It'll be Friday at NRG Stadium, and we had Mike Leach on to promote that game. We also, Clint specifically, asked Mike Leach about Gardner Minshew.
Yeah, he looks really good out there. I think he does a good job stepping in, controlling the offensive unit. The other thing with Gardner, he brings a tremendous amount of energy because all those players know that, Gardner's willing to do anything and more than he asks them to do. I mean, he's right in the middle of it and truly one of the guys. Really, I can't think of anybody that loves football more than Gardner Minshew.
And that's what it's all about. When you walk in,
how about that last part right there?
Look, I don't know anybody that loves football more than Gardner Minshew. I mean, look,
how about that?
And look, when you can blow all the smoke you want. You can tell me how hard you're working. You can tell me you're a leader. You can tell me this. You can tell me that. But when you walk in a room and you genuinely, sincerely are a leader and believe in yourself and what you're doing and your ability to lead, and then you go out and you physically show people that you're not about the talk, you're about the walk. And again, people just, it's contagious. I mean, you can't, it's an it factor. There's no sugarcoating it. There's one guy walks in and he just doesn't have the it factor. He can be a great player and it just doesn't work. It doesn't mesh. The guys can't relate. The guys could do without you. And some guys have had a lot of success, even though that they are those types of guys. And then you got guys that come in that room and dudes will take a bullet for them. And ultimately, to hear the head coach talk like that, it appears that Gardner Minshew is one of those guys.
Now, Mike Leach was on with Landry and Lopez in the Loop today. And again, we're just letting y'all know that the Jaguars lost their starting quarterback, Nick Foles, for several weeks last week. But this game is far from a layup. I hope it is. I hope it's 30-10 Texans. But they've got a pretty good QB that'll be starting against the Texans on Sunday. And this is Mike Leach talking with Landry and Lopez on In the Loop today.
And the other thing is he's not sidetracked with a bunch of distractions or anything other than being the best player that he can. And then I think others follow that. And I think he's going to have a real effective career, and it was great working with him here, and he definitely elevated our team.
Yeah, again, more of the same, right? More of I believe in you. I'm putting my name and my opinion on the line. Coaches don't just openly talk about players like that unless they firmly believe in what they're about. And so Mike Leach, one of the great offensive minds in this game, in the college football game, is clearly a huge fan of Gardner Minshew. And look, he should be. Hell, he went and took his team to top 10 rankings and won a bunch of football games for him. And
you remember last year, the Apple Cup,
yeah,
with the snow and everything?
Yeah.
I believe if Washington State won that game, they would have won the Pac-12. They would not have made the college football playoff, but I think they would have had only one loss. That Gardner Minshew led them to a really awesome season last year.
Yeah, no, look, and it was – When you lead a team to an awesome season in an air raid system, it's really fun for everybody to watch. That's one thing about, we can pick the air raid system apart, and will it work in the league with Kingsbury and Kyler Murray, and we can pick it all apart. But when it's all said and done, it sells tickets, it's fun to watch, and it's fun to play. And so Gardner Minshew went out there, and he's a perfect fit for Mike Leach. Mike Leach is clearly a big-time fan of Gardner Minshew. And I tell you who else is, the coaching staff in Jacksonville. There's no doubt about it. They absolutely love what this dude brings to the table. The more I watch him, the more I like what I see. I initially thought, what in the hell is Jacksonville doing? Going into a season with a sixth-round draft pick from Washington State as a backup, and then you watch this kid play and you go, yeah, I see it. Hard to not be able to understand what Jacksonville's thinking at this point.
He's got a little wiggle to his game, too. He can move around in the pocket a little bit.
Look, bro,
he's not just a prototype statuesque guy.
He's a lot like Baker Mayfield when you watch their style of play.
Call.
The build is the same. The arm strength is the same. The bank account's a little bit different, but there's a lot of similarities between them, too.
Boy, Baker Mayfield's in every commercial right now. By the way, I've got the stats, Clint. So for Gardner Minshew last year at Washington State, he threw 662 passes in 13 games. Clint Sterner, in 3 years as a starter at Arkansas, 986. Does that surprise you a little bit?
I threw it 900 times.
986 in the 3 years.
Well,
total was 1,023 for your 4 years there.
Really?
Yep.
I'll be dang.
So it was 357, 312, and 317 in your sophomore, junior, and senior years. So you threw the ball a little more than you thought, didn't you?
I did. I threw it a little more than I thought back in the day. I didn't realize that. I didn't give myself the credit, man. 1,000 drop backs and made a decision. I wonder how many of those were poor decisions or good decisions.
Well, a lot of them were good decisions. You threw for 7,400 yards, 57 touchdowns, and only 37 picks. Pretty good numbers right there,
man. Yeah, look, them picks were high that first year, boy. Ooh, I had a tough sophomore year, baby. The sacks were way up and the interceptions were way up.
Yeah, check it out. Sophomore year, 12 and 13 was the ratio. And then 26-8, and then 19-10. You got it cooking,
man. That 26-8 was special. That was a good year right there.
Yeah, that was a good year for my man, Clint Sterner.